We'll hear about the Wimbledon Championships in just a few minutes, but first, a very different story that touches on the world of sport. It's a story that's been dominating the news in South Africa, the trial of former track star Oscar Pistorius. Court watchers say that the trial may be coming to a close. You probably remember that he's the former Olympian who shot and killed his girlfriend, Riva Steenkamp, on Valentine's Day in 2013. He says it was a tragic accident, that he thought she was an intruder, but prosecutors say it was murder. We wanted to get the latest on the trial, so we've called once again on Barry Bateman. He's a senior reporter for Eyewitness News in South Africa, and he's been following the case closely. Barry Bateman, welcome back. Thanks for joining us once again.
Only a pleasure. Hello.
Could you remind us of why there was this long break in the trial so that he could undergo a psychological evaluation? I think it's confusing to Americans because I think a lot of us would have assumed that this kind of psychological evaluation would have occurred before the trial commenced. So can you just tell us a little bit about that and if we know what the evaluation found?
Sure. It usually, when it comes to the law, it's the onus upon the defense team to offer a psychiatric reason for the trial not going ahead, or to challenge their culpability in terms of criminality. It was never the contention from the defense that Oscar Pistorius is not mentally liable, or he's not criminally liable for shooting his girlfriend. What happened when it came to this late stage of the trial, the defense team presented their own psychiatrist, Dr. Merrill Foster, who had diagnosed Pistorius with generalized anxiety disorder. It was the state then, on their interpretation of the Criminal Procedures Act, found that in the event that such evidence does exist or comes to light in a trial, then it is the duty of the court to then refer the accused for a psychiatric evaluation. So that's why it came so late in the case. It's usually the onus of the defense at the beginning if they are going to offer such a defense in the trial. It's not the case here. It's the evidence presented so late where the state felt that then it was the court's duty in terms of the law to compel the accused to go for this evaluation. Now, we came back to
tell us a little bit about what that means, or what was the upshot of all of that? Do we know?
Well, we came back. Remember, going into this, it was the defense witness who found that Oscar Pistorius had this generalized anxiety disorder, which may have impacted his judgment when he shot Riva Steenkamp. We've come back from this panel of experts who've evaluated him. What they have found, that he suffers from significant depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. These are both the result of post the shooting. As a result of the shooting, he suffers from these disorders. However, they found that there was no evidence to suggest that there was pre-existing generalized anxiety disorder, and at the current stage, he certainly does not present with any of the symptoms to be classified as suffering from this particular disorder. So his own defense psychiatrist's evidence prior to going for this evaluation has pretty much been overruled.
There were reports that the defense would rest today. Did that occur?
We were hoping for that. It came. They have called their last witness. Their last witness has been excused. Where we ended today was that the defense wanted to consult with the state psychiatrist. It was an application by the defense, which was ultimately overruled. It's not going to happen. So where we ended was a defense advocate, Barry Rue, just asking the court they wanted to adjourn early today just for one more night, just to, I suppose, go back and consult with their client and just to ensure that they have covered all the bases and there is no need to call any further witnesses. All indications are is that we'll wrap up tomorrow and we'll get those dates for closing argument.
As they move now to draft these closing arguments, could you just tell us what the key points are that you expect to hear from both sides? I'm particularly interested, though, if the prosecution presented a motive for why Pistorius would have intentionally, I believe, killed
That's the issue.
Woman.
I mean, for the benchmark for murder would be the intentional killing of the particular victim here. And we haven't got a motive, but they don't need a motive. I mean, it's obviously nice to have one, but unfortunately, they just don't have it. It is a circumstantial evidence-based case. And the state's case is that there was this fight late on the 13th of February that went on into the morning. This is supported by a neighbor who had heard arguments at 1 o'clock in the morning. They say that Riva Steenkamp was up at that hour. This is also proven by the food that's in her stomach. We've got the defense pathologist, the state pathologist, testifying on the how quickly food is processed. And then, of course, the screams that were heard by the neighbors before those bangs in the early hours of the morning. That's the state's case, that there was this fight. Reva fled in fear from Oscar Pistorius. She hid inside this bathroom, and in this fit of rage, he fired the four shots, which ultimately killed her.
And the
different
defense.
Story from the defense.
Mm-hmm.
What the defense will be arguing is there's two sets of noises. They're going to say the first set of noises was this... the gunshots, which killed Reva Steenkamp. The screams that the neighbors heard, they saying was the screams of Oscar Pistorius calling for help. And that second set of noises, which the state says are the gunshots, they say are the cricket bat hitting the door where Oscar was trying to rescue his girlfriend. They say that Oscar Pistorius believed that his girlfriend, or he believed there was an intruder in his house, and that she had slipped away to the bathroom while he was bringing in a fan and closing the curtains to the bedroom. And ultimately, they're going to argue that it's a tragic accident and a case of mistaken identity, that he never intended to kill his girlfriend.
Now, of course, South Africa does not have a jury system, so the verdict will be down to the judge, Thoso Khazile Masipa. And do we have any indication of, has she shown us anything that would indicate how she seems to be leaning here?
Certainly not. I mean, we would go through it, and you could guess if you see on the certain objections that she might be ruling on in one particular day. But she certainly hasn't given a hint at all. Plus, I'd say it's still too early just yet to get an idea of where this is going. We still have these closing arguments, and it will be considerably detailed in the way they'll be submitted to the court. I think only once we get our hands on those and have a good study of what each party is presenting, they will wrap up all the evidence. I mean, I tried to do it now, but they will certainly wrap it all up together and put it to the court in a matter that would best explain their case. And I think once we get hold of those, we'll be able to have an idea of where this case is going.
Before we let you go, you know, there was a video leaked this weekend that shows Oscar Pistorius reenacting the night of the shooting, and it's been reported that this was illegally obtained. And could you just tell us a little bit about that? What's the relevance of this? Does this seem to have any impact?
Well, it certainly won't have any impact on the case. It wasn't raised in court today. But what this is it was Arnold Pistorius, Oscar's uncle. He almost has been the main go-to person in terms of the family and the representation and dealing with the lawyers. He was part of inviting this company called The Evidence Room, an Ohio-based company which deals in crime scene 3D recreation. Now, they came through to South Africa in October last year. They filmed Oscar Pistorius reenacting the night he shot Reva Steenkamp. So he was walking on his stumps. He had his arm up in front of him as if holding his gun up. He was asked to scream. His sister Amy was playing the role of Reva in a toilet at his uncle's house, where he went and collected her off the floor in the bathroom. He carried her downstairs, and this was all filmed. Now, this is the footage which was sold. So it was, we understand that The Evidence Room was shopping around for the highest bidder through several media houses. It just happened to be the Australians that coughed up the most money. And this was sold to them for their big exclusive.
But never presented at trial. So this is officially not a part of the case at all. So
no. Certainly, it is not part of the case. The defense says it was part of preparation, and it was never intended to be presented in court anyway.
All right. Barry, thank you so much for keeping us up to date here. Barry Bateman is a senior reporter for Eyewitness News in South Africa. He's also working on a book, Behind the Door, the Oscar and Reva story, with us from Pretoria. Barry, thank you once again.
Thank you very much.